Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The left fielder, Mike Stenhouse. Batting third. The right fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dan Dreesen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Darryl Thomas. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Grapenthin. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Rick Grapenthin. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Henry Cotto. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dave Owen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rich Borde. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rich Borde. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines strikes out. One out. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotto hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a fly ball into center field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a pop-up towards first. Dreesen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Expos. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a fly ball into center field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Raines. Durham reaches second base with a double. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Durham moves to third. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say strikes out. Two outs. Dave Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rick Grapenthin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grapenthin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bordy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 0 for 1 in the game. Stenhouse hits a fly ball into center field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rich Bordy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordy takes first base on ball 4. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotto is 0 for 1 in the game. Cotto bunts towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. Bordy moves to second. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Bordy trying to get to home. Stenhouse throws the ball into Carter, who tags Bordy, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandberg moves to third. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Matthews moves to second. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moreland hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wallach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bordy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 0 for 1 in the game. Dreesen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wallach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dreesen moves to second. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dreesen scores. Wallach moves to second. It's 4-3, Cubs. Tony Scott pinch hits for Rick Grapenthin. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Scott for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Lucas now pitching. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-1 in the game. Say strikes out. One out. Dave Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Bordy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bordy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lucas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Rick Rochel now pitching. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 0-for-2 in the game. Stenhouse strikes out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dawson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotto is 0-for-1 in the game. Cotto hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cotto moves to second. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thomas fields it and throws to second for the out. Cotto moves to third. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dreesen strikes out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Wallach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Moreland hits a pop-up towards first. Dreesen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 2 in the game. Say strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Rose pinch hits for Gary Lucas. Pete Rose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rose takes first base on ball 4. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 3 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rose moves to third. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 0 for 3 in the game. Stenhouse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Max Venable now playing left field. Dave Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dreesen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Owen for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Rick Rochelle. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotto is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cotto strikes out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reardon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Lee Smith now pitching. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter strikes out. One out. Dan Dreesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dreesen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dreesen hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dawson. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Dawson steals second. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Henry Cotto now playing left field. Bob Dernier now playing center field. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wolford pinch hits for Doug Flynn. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Venable is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venable hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.